The Riders had its opportunities last night. Did they come through?
High leg kick, first pitch to Fink. And Fink rips this one deep towards right. Armstrong drops, stepping his back. He won't get there. It lands underneath the L&H sign in orange and white. And Fink is into second base with a two-out stand-up double. And the Riders will have a chance to take the lead here in a minute.
Last night at Lackey Memorial Stadium, the Post 42 baseball team took on in-state foe, the Casper Oilers, with the depleted pitching staff. It was a close defensive struggle as the game was tied 3-3 late. This Seth Peterson web gym kept it tied late.
3-3 ball game, top of the sixth. Colson ready, the leg kick and the 2-0. Line drive, Seth Peterson going out, and he makes a beautiful leaping catch. Pirouetting to his right. Great catch in a web jam by the eighth grader. Seth Peterson is short on the outfield green grass.
In the top of the 10th, though, Casper scored two runs and went up 5-3. But would they hang on? Here was the conclusion of the contest.
One ball, two strikes. Two away. The wind by Horniker rears back at the 1-2 offering. And there's a high popper. This should be the game. Middle of the infield, nipper behind the bag at second, tracking the baseball. He reaches up and he makes the catch with his black glove, and the game is over. The Casper Oilers come to Lackey Memorial Stadium, and they hand Gillette only its second loss in this stadium this year as they defeat the Riders in extra innings 5-3. With the win, the Oilers have now won 5 of their last 7. They improved to 15-13 on the year. And with the loss, the Rough Riders fall to 32-13 on the season. Gillette is now 15-11 against quality opponents. They fall to 17-2 here at Lackey Memorial Stadium.
Tomorrow night on day one of the Lackey Memorial Tournament, Gillette will play at 5 o'clock. Both games can be heard on 93.3 The Legend, online at BasinsRadio.com, The Legend Stream, and on the Basin Radio Network app. That's sports. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com. I'm Chris Brintle.